And welcome back to the Fan Morning Show. Greg Giannotti and Jim Colony, Paul Alexander off this whole week. We go out to our Rivertown hotline and welcome in our friend, Colin Dunlap, of course, from here at Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, but covering the Buccos for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Colin, good morning.
How are you guys? You doing well?
Oh, yes, we're doing great. Now, I have to ask you right off the bat, who's bigger, your wife because she was carrying twins or Pedro Alvarez?
Oh, I knew that Pedro Alvarez. That's a strange way to ask that question. I knew the Pedro Alvarez weight question was coming right out of the gate. Not my wife anymore.
No, I said because she was carrying twins. I wanted to be sensitive.
No, I think the story is a little bit overblown on both ends of it, but mainly on the Alvarez end. He's really not that big. He doesn't look that much different to me. Is he ever going to look like some Herculean type corner infielder or some baseball player? No, but I don't know. I think it's grossly overblown. He doesn't look like Big Poppy. He's not that big, but he's not chiseled either. He's just is what he is. So I don't know. I don't think it's impeded anything he's done, to be honest with you. So I really don't know how much of a story it really is, to be honest with you guys.
Now, Colin, many a Pirate beat writer has been beaten down by the Pirate beat. Do you anticipate that your infusion into covering the Pirates is going to be the thing that propels them to maybe not a winning season, but at least a season of semi-respectability?
No, I think they're mutually independent, Jim. I don't think I have anything to do with their success or failure, nor will they have anything to do with my success or failure. I will tell you this. I don't understand how it can beat anybody down. What's the temperature in Pittsburgh right now?
It's not that bad. It's like 30s, I guess.
We're supposed to get some snow, though. I heard Shumway.
It was snow last night.
It's beautiful down here. No, I don't know. You know what I think, Can? I think that the infusion of Clint Hurdle, it is a vastly different atmosphere. And I know we've heard this through Pirate Fest and heard it through minicamp and all that kind of stuff. But it just is different. Like, and you think that it's like kind of like Pony League stuff. But guys are like running out to position. Guys are in the clubhouse, like, you know, talking to each other. And it's really, you know, up and, you know, guys are, there's a different sense around these guys. And I know, again, that's Pony League stuff, but it is the back to the basics kind of thing. Like, they had base running drills yesterday, and they were going second to home. They were going first to third, then second home. Well, Clint Hurdle was standing behind the mound, clapping and yelling and egging guys on. And, you know, I just don't think you saw that last year at this time. You didn't see the manager standing behind the mound, you know, cheering guys on. You didn't see that. And, again, maybe some people think, oh, wow, you know, what's this? The guy's out there with pom-poms. But they needed that infusion of somebody, well, I don't know, with a pulse, I guess, that some people would say.
It's Fan Morning Show with our friend Colin Dunlap now covering the Pirates for the Post-Gazette. What's your take on naming Joel Hanrahan the starter this early and also saying guys like Joe Beimler are going to make the team? Well, we know his situation with the lack of lefties in the bullpen, but also a guy like Veras making the team. It seems like a lot of decisions are being made with the staff before they see anything.
Yeah, you know, the closer situation was curious. That I think that they should have either, and it's, you know, it's not my opinion to, you know, really speak on it, but why not do it before camp or then wait and sort of have them play out during camp? The timing of it was curious, like in the middle of the first week. I think that maybe it was done to sort of light a fire through the end of mini camp and then through the end of the optional stuff to make sure the guys came back in shape. And they're both, Hanrahan and Meek are both tremendously in shape, particularly Meek, who's lost some weight and is really in shape. He sort of changed his body. I've said this all along. I think that there could be spells during the year where both guys work the ninth inning in different spurts. I don't think that they're necessarily married to Hanrahan being the ninth inning guy all the time. They could go with a hot hand. In terms of those other guys with Beimel and Veras and those guys, I don't know. I think it could be a motivational tactic with some of the younger guys saying, not necessarily incumbents because those guys weren't here, but a couple older guys are going to get the nod right now and you need to beat them out. I think that that's maybe the way they're going with them. But in terms of the closer deal, it is curious with the timing. But I don't necessarily mind it. All the guys are saying the right things publicly, but both of those guys want the ball in the ninth inning, no question about it.
Actually, Colin, forget about Hanrahan and Meek. I think they're about the least of the Pirate worries on their pitching staff, no matter what role they're in. But, you know, I'd have more of a problem with the four out of the five spots in the rotation apparently being already decided based on what we've seen in the past. I'd like to see a little competition.
Well, with who, though? I mean, who do you bring in?
Well, I don't know.
Who
I mean,
would you like?
Well, I know. Well, the other thing, too, though, is for the fifth spot, let's say, that you got Scott Olsen, a guy that they brought in. Okay, fine. And then Charlie Morton, who's always going to be in the mix because of his great stuff. But what about a guy like Brad Lincoln? Why not give him a shot? And why not give Jeff Karstens a shot, who's a guy who always gets just basically cast aside, and yet he's the one guy that seems to come up with a big pitching performance every now and again whenever he's given a chance.
Bingo. You just hit on something, Jim, and I'm happy you did. I think that Jeff Karstens, and Clint Hurdle came out and pretty much said this yesterday, Jeff Karstens has kind of been defaulted that, like, long-inning guy, that spot starter guy in the past couple years. It kind of at the tail end of last year even, I guess. But Clint Hurdle came out yesterday and pretty much said, we're going to work him through camp and see what we have in him. I would not count him out as that fifth guy. I mean, you remember that day in Arizona. Heck, the guy almost threw, what, a perfect game, right? I mean, yeah. He was very, very good, and I would not count him out right now. Now, Olsen is hurt. He has a hamstring injury. He's going to be out for a week or so. You know, Charlie Morton, he's got great stuff, right? He's up and down. I mean, everybody knows the story with him. And then Brad Lincoln, same way. He was great in Indianapolis, great all the way through the system, got to Pittsburgh and wasn't as good. That said, Karsten could back into that fifth spot, and he wants to. I mean, he has told me. He said, I'm lying to you if I told you I want to be in the bullpen. I want to start. So it's not beyond the realm of possibility that Jeff Karsten comes north and is that fifth starter. And they are going to give him a chance. So maybe they are listening to the fan, and they have taken your word, Jim.
I'm sure they have.
They're hearing – no, but I'm dead serious on this. They have seen what they have in him, and they like Karstens at least to give him a shot to be that starter. I know that's what Hurdle wants. Now, what comes down from management, I don't know. But Clint Hurdle wants to work him some innings in spring and see if he has a fifth starter in Jeff Karstens.
Is there any shot Paul Mahalem is a Pirate by the end of this season?
Not by the end of the season, I don't think. I don't know. What if he goes and pitches lights out?
And they trade him away and get a lot back for him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Domet is the more curious case, to be quite honest with you. I think Domet will be moved before spring training is over, to be quite honest with you.
Exactly? I mean, for probably a nothing, right? I mean, for one of those screens they use for batting practice.
Well, I don't know. What's he at, $5.1 million or something?
Yeah.
I've been told that, you know, there are some teams out there who have offered some bites, who have looked around, sort of kicked the tires a little bit, and they just want to see him in Grapefruit League play and make sure he's healthy. Because that concussion stuff is real. I mean, look at Sidney Crosby, right? I mean, the head injury stuff is real right now. And people want to make sure he's healthy. They want to see him. They want to evaluate him. And they just want to see him on a baseball field down here in Florida and make sure he's okay, and that people are ready to offer. He's an American League bat, they think. He's a guy who can help them with that extra, you know, bat in the lineup with a DH. I wouldn't be surprised if he's gone after they start playing games down here, if the Pirates go to a city to play a Grapefruit League game and he doesn't get back on the bus. I think that's probably something that would that may happen.
Right,
with Mahalem, though? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead with your Mahalem thing, and then I got one more question for you.
Now, with Mahalem, I don't know. If he pitches lights out, they're faced with a curious decision. Do we make a play financially for this guy and really, you know, and really go and move on and do what we want to do in terms of moving on in the future and make a statement? What if he goes out and pitches very, very well? Then the management is forced and says, we need to keep a guy like that around. I mean, you know, I that could happen. That's not beyond the realm of possibility.
I got about 30 seconds left, Colin. I just want to ask you a story on Joe Beimel today in the Post Gazette. They have a nice picture of Joe, and looking at all those tattoos that he has on his right arm, does that make you want to go out and get a tattoo, or does that make you swear off tattoos for the rest of your life?
I don't know. If I would get one like you, get one of those tramp stamps on my back like you have, Jim.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Of your kids' birth dates, you have one of those right above your crack, right?
He does.
Is that what you've got going on?
You see it all the time.
I don't see how he knows that, but
well, you see it. It's out all the time.
Oh, because when I bend over, yeah. Fixing the plumbing.
Giannotti, yeah. Greg, when he leans up and his shirt comes untucked, you know which one I'm talking about?
I do.
Right there above his belt line? Yeah.
I know. It's incredible. A little heart as well.
I'm thinking about getting one like that, yes. So.
Now, we just settle this in about 30 seconds, because I think we know the answer, but who do you have a better relationship with, Jim Colony or myself? Because you sent me the picture of the kid.
He
didn't
send
Jim, and I'm trying to tell him that we have a special bond that you don't have with Jim, so just settle that right now in the air.
there's something wrong with Jim Colony's cell phone, because I sent him the same stuff, and I've sent him a bunch of texts, and he hasn't gotten them. So, I don't know. I think that you're just a better receiver of the cell phone pick.
I don't know. Let me see if I block him.
By the way, real quick, I know you're up against it, but when did Bill Stewart buy a NASCAR team and win a race? I heard that on the update.
Yeah, right. One of the Wood Brothers. Right, I know. It sounded just like him. Colin, you're the best.
Unbelievable.
We'll be talking to you throughout the season.
Send me a text when you hang up. I want to see what's going on.
Congratulations, new father, tremendous stuff. Twins. He's going to have his handfuls with the twins and the Buccos. So it's going to be an interesting year for Colin Dunlap. Thanks, Colin.
All righty, I'll see you guys.
See you.
Bye.